Yes, yes, guys, you know what it is. Coming back again with another episode of the High Performance Physique. It is your host, Lewis McFarlane. If you don't know who I am the founder and CEO of the Peak Performance Project's online coaching program. With each and every single one of these episodes, we aim to help men and women shatter any limiting belief in which they may have, physically or mentally, so they can show up at their absolute best and thrive in their very own life and operate out their own version of peak performance. We're excited to have you for another podcast. Let's get stuck in. Good morning, guys. Hope we're well. Lewis here, another episode coming in hot. And I want to speak about a few things that are quite close to home that may resonate with you lads and ladies out there at this stage of the year 2024. January, very long month for many. But there's two types of regret, two types of pain, I should say, in life. I'll speak about regret shortly, but two types of pain in life. There is the pain of change, and there is also the pain of staying the same. And when the pain of change outweighs the pain of staying the same, you will make massive transformation in your life. But every single morning when you wake up, you promise yourself that today is the day that I will follow through. Today is the day that I will go to the gym. Today is the day that I will eat that healthy meal. Today is the day that I will tick the boxes and move forward in the proverbial wheel of progression in life. Every time you do not meet that promise, you build up an internal negative self-dialogue, an internal self-talk that is, on the grand scheme, destructive for your overall self-worth, self-development, self-narrative, and overall self-esteem. You are literally eroding your confidence. You are breaking down that momentum in which you so hopefully seek for, which you can't seem to find. And there's going to be fucking struggle. There is going to be fucking struggle in your life. High-level people receive high-level problems. If you're a low-level person, of course you're going to have low-level problems. You're going to have, I don't have any motivation. I don't have the right tools, the right knowledge, the right skills. Whereas when you're a high-level person, you have high-level problems, but those high-level problems always have solutions because you are a high-level person. And this is what we need to understand more than anything else, is that there's always going to be discomfort, there's always going to be challenge, there's always going to be an element of pain. But I have never met someone in my entire fucking life that has went to the gym at the time they said they were going to go to the gym and train their fucking little heart out and put an amazing, massive workout in, and sweated and got stronger and pushed themselves and left the gym, went home, had a healthy meal, showered, changed, sat for a moment, said, I regret that. But I have conversations every single day and week, and will continue having conversations every single day and week about the regret in which you feel from not following through and doing what you said you were going to fucking do. And this is a kicker. This is the thing. It's like, literally, I'm here to tell you, nope, you're not going to do that. Nope, you're not going to do that. You're not going to eat that. You're not going to train that way. You're not going to do this. You're going to go to bed at this time. I'm here to guide you and tell you exactly what you need to do, when you need to do it, so you can achieve what you truly want. And yeah, it's uncomfortable. Accountability is uncomfortable. Everything in life has its own level of discomfort. But it's up to you to choose your heart. It's up to you to realise what is on the other side of taking action despite feeling ready. You've got to jump and put the parachute on and the way fucking down. Despite if you're ready. Despite if you even feel that you want to do it. You have to get up and get out of your own fucking way and create the momentum required for you to close in on that level 2 version of yourself, the identity of the person that you want to be. Because say to me you've got a good mindset, then show me your physique. Say to me you are disciplined, but show me your bank account. Say to me that you are making progress, but you don't have the accolades to prove. You do not have what you say you want to have. Why? Because you do not back yourself. You've missed too many times. So make this be a passage. Make this be your prompt to just stop fucking missing. Guys, I will be here every day. I will be here making these podcasts for you. Just for me to hold a mirror up to you. Say, get out your fucking way. I love you guys. See you in the next one.